the one that said this patent to check out the Edim, even B'yukse Tena. Now, Ki Hevi Lomad Ben Zakei Hevi Korelei, Ketalmid, Hayeshkof Nei Rabbi. When he was still a young man, meaning before he was 80 years old, he didn't have smich yet, he was called like a Talmud. He was like a Talmud, so they only called him Ben Zakei. Ki Hevi Limud, but after he was 80 years old and he got a smicho, then Hevi Korelei Yechad Ben Zakei. Now, Ki Korelei Ben Zakei Hashem Demi Korah. You know why the Mishnah says Ben Zakei? That's because when he said this thing in Bezdin, he was still young. It was before he had Smicha. How come we always call him now Rav Yochanan Ben Zakei? Well, how come the next Brisa that says Rav Yochanan Ben Zakei, that's what they're saying the way we call him now. Now we call him Rav Yochanan Ben Zakei because he did get Smicha at 80, and therefore we call him Rav Yochanan Ben Zakei. There's no stira. And our Mishnah, it calls him Ben Zakei because he said this statement that he was Voidik Yed of Yuk Seteina before he was 80 years old. Before he had Smicha, he was on like a Talmud. That's what they called him Ben Zakei. Now it says, Maisel Bodek Mabek Giris. Mishnah says, what's the difference between Chakiris and Barikis? The Gemara, Maya Filu Shnei Maimim. What do you mean even if two Eidim, two Dayim say, I do not know? Shita, Kiyama Echad Eni Yedei Yedus and Kiyamis. If one says, I do not know, Kiyama Echad Eni Yedei Yedus and Kiyamis, Kiyamri Beit Shrei Nami Yedus and Kiyamis. This is by the Bedikas. I mean, if they ask one Eidim, he says, I do not know. So it's still good. By the Bedikas, even though you do not know, as long as no contradiction, the Eidim is good. So if two Eidim say they do not know, Pshita is good. On Rosh Hashanah says, on Rosh Hashanah, our Rosh Hashanah, going back to the Rosh Hashanah of Mishnah, the Chakiris, by the first seven questions, the Bezdin asked the Yonim, and that's what time, what year, what day, the dates and the time, that you have to know. Afilu Shnayim Amrim Yodanu, even if two Eidim say we do know. The Yechad, there was a third Eid there, and he says, Eni Yodaya, Eidusim Batelu, the Eidus is no good. Why? Keman Kreb Akiva, those are Kreb Akiva Shita and Makis, that the Makish Leshel Shnayim, he holds, even though true it's enough to Eidim, but the Torah says, Al Pishnayim Eidim, Oy Shleish Eidim, you must amaze. And we'll mark it 2 to 3. Just like by 2, if 1 is possible, there's no good. Well, then if you have 3 Eidim now, and 1 is found to be possible, the Eidim is bottle. That's the Mishchidish of our Mishnah. That even though you have 3, and only 1 says any Yedeya, still it's no good. Amar Rav, Rav says, no, it can't be Pshana Mishnah, though. For I do some Chayemus Ketoni, our Mishnah says, even though the Eidim say they do not know, still the Eidim is good. It must be true. Elo Amar Rav wrote like this. Okay, so this is what the Mishnah means to say. Afilo de Chakiris, even the case of Chakiris, by the first questions, what place, what date, what time? Shnayim Amrim Yudanu, let's say there were two Eidim saying, yes, we know all the answers. But Viecho, there was a third Eid with them, that he says, any day I do not know what year it was, what time it was. Eidus Nechiyemes, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That still the Eidus is good. Why? Come on. Who would our Mishnah go like? Well, according to this, the Lush Rebbe Kiva, according to this, our Mishnah would not be like Rebbe Kiva. In other words, we're not makish 2 to 3. So therefore, even though one of them is no good, but since you still have 2 good Eidim, the 2 good Eidim is kosher. Rav Kana, Rav Safra, the Gemara says now, Tonu Sanhedrin, Bei Rabba. They were both learning Masechta Sanhedrin in the yeshiva of Rabba. Rabba had a yeshiva. He was learning Masechta Sanhedrin, this man, and he had Rav Kana and Rav Safra were learning in his yeshiva. So Pogabu Rami Bachoma. They met up with Rami Bachoma. Omalu, Rami Bachoma said to the two Tanidim, Maya Risabom Sanhedrin, the Bei Rabba. Like, let me hear some chedushim. You said in your yeshiva, you heard me sound a good yeshiva. Come from Tells. Let me hear. Tell the Shikul Torah. Let me hear. Let me hear something good. Amrul, they said, or my arminabo b'sanhedrin giredosa. Like, even if he wouldn't be learning in this yeshiva of Rabba, what's bothering you? Because obviously he had a question. So they asked back to Rami Bachoma, what question do you have on Masechta Sanhedrin? Or my kashlocha, what's bothering you? Amrul said back to him like this. Mihodet Tony says now Mishnah, ma ben chakirus lebedikus. What's the difference? Chakiros, that's the time and the place. Echad amen yadei yadusim b'teila. If one of the two Eidim said to not know what year it was, what time it is, the Eidim is a bottle. But B'dikos, when the Stam asked you, you know, was he wearing a white shirt, a black shirt, or the sword, this way, that way. Omer echad amen yadei, if one Eid says, I do not know. Tafilu shnayim amen yadei yadei. Even if two of them say, I do not know exactly whether it was black or whether it was white. So adusim chayemis. The Eidim is kayim. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Now, Rami Bachoma had a question. Michti, let's see. They're both midiraisa, chakiris and bedikas. We dashim before tzukim. For the rash of a chakarta hated. You have to have drish, you have to have chakira. So both of them is midiraisa. But in the foshis, even my mom's is midiraisa. So if it's one of the rabbonim, you don't need it. But we dashim midiraisa, you have to have drish and chakira. If so, since they're both midiraisa, maishna bedikas. Maishna chakiris to maishna bedikas. What's the difference? Why by chakiris is any day apostle? Why by bedikas is a kasha? What should be the difference? Omalei, they answered back like this. Hachi hashta, what does one have to do with the other? The chakiris, it's a new reason. No why the chakiris. If one aid says, I do not know what time it is, you know why it's possible? Not because he doesn't know, but why? Because you cannot be in the kind of the pasha of Hazama now. Though you say that Hazama is, as the first Adam said clearly, we were there Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, 1987, there's everything there. Then another two Adam come along and say, can't be that way, at that time, exactly, you were there someplace else. But if the first aid does not tell us exactly what time, what year, what place he was, we can't have a Zama. That's why Bechakiris, if they say any Yodaya, it's no good. Not because really, but because a separate thing, you can't even kind of catch a Zama. But because if it's only a question, was it red or was it black? Over Rechon Mem and Yodaya, do say Kayamis. Why? Because Eidish Yatiyachal Azima. I don't care whether it was black or whether it was white. If there are another two Adim that know that you were not there at that time, they'll still make you Hazama. So since the Shas and the kind of the mitzvah of Azama, that's what's called Gredis. Omalu, so they said back, so Roman Bachom said back to Rav Kanan of HaSafra, this is what you say, Ihochi Amrisubo, Tuva Amrisubo, I see, you have a lot of good things to say. Omalu, they said back, Mitivusa Tamar Amrinubo, Tuva, like you ask nicely and you want to hear from what our Rebbe has to say, I'll answer you a lot. But if you'd only come stand to ask us questions and just to fight, I would not even answer you back one thing. In other words, he said, I like the way you asked the question, therefore by you I'll answer you. Now, that one made a mistake, said it was the second day of the month, and the second day said it was the third day of the month, so the Mishnah says still it's kosher. Because he said they both meant the same day of the month, just one knew that last month was a mole, and the other eight thought that last month was a chaser. Atkama, how much into the month could he still make this mistake? Let's say one set took place the 21st day of the month, and the second eight said, no, it took place the 22nd day of the month. Do we say, even though half the month passed by, still they're making a mistake, they don't realize when the Rosh Chodesh was. So, Amar Rav Acha, Bachlin, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yechanan, Ad Rubish Chodesh. No, it's only the first 15 days. But after 15 days go by, everybody knows what the last month, whether it was a Chos or a Moli. So if one set took place the 16th day, and one set took place the 17th day, that will be a Dusim Batela. Amar Rav Rav says, I'll bring you a proof of this. Afa Na Na Matanina. I'll bring you a proof of this like this. It says, Echor, I'm a Bishleisha. V'yechon and behei, edusim b'teilo. If one says it took place the third day of the month, the other one says no, it took place the fifth day of the month. The Mishnah says, they edusim b'teilo. The question is, amai, why? Name, let's say here also, shezeh yedeya b'shnei yiburim. One aid knew that the last 2 months were chosar. Therefore he knew today is the fifth day of the month. V'zeh, the second aid, any yedeya b'shnei yiburim, he did not know that the last 2 months were chosar. He thought the last 2 months were molei. Therefore, he thought today is only the third day of the month. So even a difference between 3 and 5 should also be kosher. Ella, what has to be the answer? Lav mishum de bru b'yadei. No, because once half a month passed by, and here for sure 2 months passed by, for sure everybody knows when the Rosh Chodesh was. So the proof, when half goes by, you can't say you made a mistake. Mar says, no. Liyelam really aim a lot of bru b'nam lo yadei. Could be even after half of the month. Maybe one whole month, people make mistakes. But I'll tell you, that they blow the shofar when they make Kiddush Levona, Kiddush HaKodesh. So maybe one mistake he makes, but two blowing the shofar, that he doesn't miss, that he doesn't know. So that sort of thing, to make a mistake in 2 months, that a person doesn't make. But in 1 month, maybe he makes a mistake even throughout the whole month. So in this case, you have no proof. But that's the way he holds, that Adam could only make a mistake up until the 15th day of the month. Once it's after the 15th day of the month, then we do not say they make mistakes. Then the slice to one another and the edge is the bottle. The Omar Rav Acha Bachalina, Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yechanan, Ad Kama Mevorchen Al HaChodesh, by Kiddush Levana. Till how many days go by in the month can you still say Kiddush Levana? Ad Shetismala Pekimasa. Yechanan says until what was missing in the moon comes back. Shetismala Pekimasa. The Kama, how many days in the month is that? Some Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Omar Rav Yehuda Ad Shiva. Only the first 7 days. When 7 days go by in the month, he holds he can't say Kiddush Levana anymore. We'll soon see why not. Now, do yamino at shishaso, until the 16th day from the moilut. Not from the chodesh, but the 16th day of the moilut. Whenever the moilut was, you have 15 days to say it. Usually, the day before the Rosh Chodesh is the moilut. So usually it's only the first 14 days of the month that you can say Kiddush Levana. But it has to be until the 16th day from the moilut.
Now, v'tavayu, both of them, Kev Yechon, so they both really hold like Kev Yechon, they'll say they hold.
And like this, hi, l'mehevi,